You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so just to start off, please introduce yourself to our viewers.
Kia ora, ko Clive Aspen tōku ingoa. I am an associate professor in health at Te Herenga Waka, also known as Victoria University.
Okay, so do we need Te Aka Whai Ora? And if so, why?
Absolutely, we need Te Aka Whai Ora. Te Aka Whai Ora is one of the most innovative, strategic, government-supported programs to address the terrible disparities that we have lived with throughout my lifetime and in that of my ancestors. Since 1840, when guarantees were made that Māori would have the same outcomes as everybody else, disparities have increased and become entrenched. And Te Aka Whai Ora was one of the most innovative ways of addressing these disparities. We definitely do need an entity like Te Aka Whai Ora.
So how was Te Aka Whai Ora addressing health disparities that Māori currently face?
Well, one of the most important things that Te Aka Whai Ora did was to set up iwi Māori partnership boards working within localities, and these were really community-based initiatives that catered to the particular health needs of the people in that location. And these were going to be set up right across the country, people working with local entities to make a difference in the health and social sector. And these were really firmly, strongly based within communities. So that means that these entities had a good understanding of what the health needs were, and they also had a good idea about how to address those health issues. So these were really important community-based initiatives that were potentially going to have a huge impact.
So what kind of health impacts do you think Māori might face after the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora?
Well, we're going back to the same old, same old. And the same old didn't work. It just created disparities. So if we revert to what we had before, we all know what the outcome's going to be. It's going to be the same as it was before, and we're going to make no progress in terms of addressing disparities. Te Aka Whai Ora provided us with significant encouragement that we were going to see a difference. And we already began, the entity was already starting to get traction by implementing initiatives right across the board within communities. Those are going to be pushed right back, and unfortunately, we're going to see the same disparities. In fact, the more we fail to address disparities, the more they become entrenched.
So how will the disestablishment impact the ability of practitioners to work with Māori and Māori communities to address their health disparities?
So we've still got Māori health providers. They will continue to exist. Hopefully they'll get support from the central government. They will still have a major part to play in terms of addressing health disparities and Māori health issues. And we have seen significant success from those providers ever since they were established. But we need to see more of those. And it's people who don't have connection with primary health care, people in rural areas, people who live in some of our less well-served suburbs. They're the people we need to work with who need to have access. And we know that right across the health profession today, we're seeing significant shortage of health of staff. We need to see increased workforce development within the Māori community. Māori need to be provided with access to training, provision of health services, so that we can increase the Māori health workforce who can then provide care and support for people who need the care and support.
So David Seymour basically said that funding for Te Aka Whai Ora was effectively being misused and that the authority was a waste of money. Now, while I'm sure you don't agree with that, do you think that any improvements needed to be made to Te Aka Whai Ora to make it more effective?
Well, we need to remember that Te Aka Whai Ora only came into being in July 2022, right, with the introduction of the Whai Ora legislation. So by the time we had a change of government, there was only a year, just over a year and a bit, since they had been up and running. Now, I defy anybody to tell me how you're going to get an entity up and running within such a short space of time and create huge amount of runs on the board. We know that they did have already runs on the board. They were working extremely hard to create an infrastructure to provide the services at the community level. So sadly, they weren't given sufficient time to get up and running. And another unfortunate thing was that during the election campaign, David Seymour and his mates were saying, we're going to disestablish Te Aka Whai Ora. Now, if you were working for that entity, would you hang around And sadly, they undermined the entity even before the election took place. So a lot of people, I understand, left because of the possibility of job insecurity, and the workforce within Te Aka Whai Ora has been significantly reduced way before the election results happened. So it seems to me there was a concerted effort to undermine the integrity of the organisation even before the election results were heard. And so sadly, they acted on that so-called commitment, and now we're seeing the organisation being absorbed into a larger entity.
Last question. How would you respond to David Seymour's statements that Te Aka Whai Ora was creating quote-unquote race-based division in Aotearoa?
Well, sadly, those sorts of statements are designed to win favour with particular communities. And sadly, it's incorrect. Te Aka Whai Ora was not a race-based entity. It was set up to cater to particular needs of all people in New Zealand. And I like to operate on the basis that what's good for Māori is good for everybody. And a lot of my friends and peers and colleagues would agree with that statement. So the Te Aka Whai Ora was set up to address need. And the need within Māori community is much higher than that within the rest of the community. And a really important message I like to share with my students and colleagues is that when we address the needs of the most marginalised people within our community, in this case, many of those people are Māori, when we address those needs, everybody benefits. Not only the well-off, not only the poor, but the well-off as well. So the more we can address the needs of the marginalised members of our community, the more we're going to improve overall the health and well-being of the whole community, of all the people who live in this country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.